On November 20th, France's main opposition party, Les Républicains, will hold the first round of its presidential primary. It's the first time the party will use this method to choose who will represent it during the May 2017 French presidential election. Almost every poll released so far has put the candidate of the right-wing camp against the far-right during the second round of next year's presidential election, with any left candidates coming in third during the first round, including current president François Hollande. Most polls say Les Républicains candidate will win against National Front leader Marine Le Pen. This means the Républicain primary looks increasingly like it might decide who is the next president of France. But despite that, the question many are asking is, will left-leaning voters be the one who actually decide who gets to run under the Les Républicains banner? According to a poll conducted by the Sciences Po Center for Political Research, or CEVIPOF, around 10% of those expected to vote during the first round of the right primary are traditionally left supporters. Their goal is to defeat former and right-wing president Nicolas Sarkozy and make sure that frontrunner and right-of-center Alain Juppé wins. Bruno Cotres, a political scientist with CEVIPOF, explains the results of this study.
We estimate that it could be that about 10-12 maximum percent of those people certain to go to the polling station on the day of the primary could come from the left. So it's not a big group, but at the same time, it's going to be a little group that could play at one stage a role in the outcome of the primary. Let's imagine that there would be an extremely narrow majority for the final winner of the primary. Obviously, any vote will count.
A Twitter account called The Left with Juppé was recently set up and accused that Juppé is less populist, while contender Sarkozy is described as a French Donald Trump. Camille, a 29-year-old Parisian who has always voted for left-leaning parties, explains why she'll go cast her vote for Juppé on the 20th of November.
I decided to vote at Les Primaries because I'm anticipating the worst-case scenario in which the Republican candidate will be opposed to Marine Le Pen in the second tour. So if I have to vote between these two, I'd rather vote for Juppé than Sarkozy. I describe myself as a left-leaning person and I don't mind voting at La Droite primaries. It's another way of expressing myself democratically. Even if Juppé is not the candidate I will support, I think it's the least worst candidate.
From socialist ministers worried to see their base deserting them to Les Républicains presidential hopefuls, there's seven of them, many voices have called left supporters to abstain from intervening in the other camp's primary. Thomas Guénolé, a political scientist, is one of those voices.
I am personally a left-wing voter. My reasoning was, reason A, you have to sign the paper on which you pledge on your honor that you share the values of the right wing and the center. So if it's on my honor, I cannot sign that. It's a question of morality towards yourself. B, there's a moral rule, a very simple one, in any system of beliefs, which is the golden rule. Do not do to someone something you wouldn't want to be inflicted to you. So I wouldn't want a right-wing voter to vote to the left-wing primary.
Some people might tell you, well, that sounds great, but given what happened with Brexit, with Trump, there's a real risk that Marine Le Pen could, you know, grab power, so I'm just going to vote. What do you have to answer to those people?
It doesn't change anything to the moral aspect. And if you're ready to pledge on your honor something that is not true, well, it's your right to go that path, but I think it's morally wrong, and I think you will regret it, not towards the rest of the world, but towards yourself.
Camille, however, says her vote has nothing to do with being moral.
I don't believe it's right. It's never morally wrong to vote. As a woman, actually, we were given this power only 50 years ago. Anytime I can vote for something I care about, I will.
But not everybody agrees with Camille. Louise, a leftist voter who works in the media sector, entertained the idea of voting for Juppé before backtracking on her decision.
I decided not to vote in this primary in the end because of the voting conditions. You have to sign the Charter of the Republicans, saying that you share the values of the right and the centre-right and that you're in favour of the right winning the election. Then when you vote, you have to sign with your name. That means they'll have a list of people who voted in the primary, and so in 2 or 6 years my name could come out.
While the Sevipov study states that around 10% of the right primary voters could come from the left, most analysts warn that polls might be completely wrong on this topic. There's two reasons for that. Since the primary isn't a general election, it's hard to know exactly who will vote. And it's also the first time such a primary is organized by the French right. Thomas Guénolé says it's all about who shows up on the 20th and 27th of November.
The question is not, will left-wing voters go to vote in the right-wing primary? The question is, what will be the proportions of this phenomenon? If it's marginal, 1 or 2% of the total, it's of no importance. If it's more than 5%, it could decide who the winner is.
Another interesting number from the Sevipov study is the fact that 12% of the likely voters are National Front supporters. Bruno Cotres.
According to the Sevipov study, on those people certain to vote, it could be that 14-15 comes from Front National. Do we have Front National voters that would like to choose Sarkozy? Certainly. If they go to the polls to vote for the primary, they would largely vote for Sarkozy. There is one point which makes that story more complex. The Front National voters, in particular under Marine Le Pen, presidency of the Front National, there is a working class composition of the Front National voters. Many Front National voters come from the popular classes, and these people cannot really fit with the Sarkozy agenda, or broadly speaking, the right-wing agenda, which is less social welfare, less permanent contract jobs, less social protection. In that case, if they come to vote for Nicolas Sarkozy, it would be probably because of the security issue, what Sarkozy say about immigration, about closing the borders of France, renegotiating Schengen, and that would be sufficient enough to motivate their vote.
It's the first time the right-wing main opposition party, Les Républicains, organizes an open primary in order to pick its presidential candidate. The Socialist Party chose President François Hollande that way in 2012. At the time, the Socialist primary was a huge success, with almost 3 million voters taking part in the second round, which in turn forced the Les Républicains establishment to hold one. But not everybody was in favour of it. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy has always seen it as a threat. But Bruno Cotres thinks they're here to stay.
I really think that it's something that which is there not just for that election. I think that the last election, when François Hollande was elected French president, many people get the message that if you manage it very well, the primary could serve as a very interesting dynamics for the future candidates. But depending on the way the primary goes, it could change a little bit. If the primary designate a clear winner, and that the clear winner of the primary get immediately a clear support from the other candidates for the primary, why not? But if the primary result would be very narrow, and if there is a little bit of contestation, it could create troubles.
Guénolé suggests the system could be improved.
Primaries, left-wing and right-wing, make it automatic to have a three-rounds presidential election. That's actually a good thing. It makes it more civilized and more democratic, the way to choose the candidates of the dominating parties. I would say either you stop open primaries and you go to closed primaries, only members of the party only. That's the first possibility. And the second possibility would be to do just like in the United States, which is only people who registered in City Hall on electoral lists saying, okay, I'm a voter, but I'm not any voter, I'm a right-wing voter. Or, okay, me, I am a left-wing voter. And then only you who did your coming out, I am this or that kind of voter, well, you can.
Well, all eyes in France are turned to the Les Républicains competition. The Socialist Party is also set to organize its own primary in January 2017. President Hollande hasn't said yet if he would run for a second term, but several candidates, such as left-winger Arnaud Montebourg, are already known. But whoever wins will have to find two other left candidates, former Economy Minister Emmanuel Macron and far-left Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Fabien-Jeanique Charbonnel for RFI in Paris.